Does sitting at your desk make you lazy? What's with all these standing desk people? Dan Flores, dear Drew, how many rookies do you think will be starters and whom? Well, if you're talking about 2018, I think a good bet is one, Justin Reed, safety. I think he's probably going to start. But down the line, I think you had Reed, Kiki QT. He could wind up starting some games for you as that third receiver. And then look out for Martinez Rankin. They think a lot of him, that offensive lineman, obviously to take him to the third round. So I'm going to say one off the bat and probably three, maybe four or five down the line. Nick Batista, dear Drew, what will the starting offensive line look like? Fantastic question, Nick. And I think it's going to be a big stew of guys. I think they've raised the talent level collectively with the free agent additions and with the draft. I don't know where exactly these guys are going to go because any number of them can start in any number of different places. Senio Kilamete started in three or four different spots. The same goes for a lot of these other guys. So I think the starting line, left to right, good chance it's Julion Davenport. And then at the guard position, I just don't know. Is that a good answer? I just don't know, man. There's so many so much versatility there that I just do not know. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Nick. I'm sorry I don't have a clear-cut answer for you. Jalen Johnson. Dear Drew, what grade would you give the Texans based on what they did in the draft this year? You know what? I'm going to go with what Brian Gaines said. Incomplete. You got to grade it down the line. You got to see how these guys do. But I'm excited about the guys they took. And last question comes from Zach Ayers. Dear Drew, I wish you'd give me them scratchers. You answered three of my questions last year, yet I got no tickets. Well, Zach, today's your lucky day. I'm going to give you scratch-offs for being such a loyal viewer and a squeaky wheel. So send us your email, and we'll send you some of these Texas Lottery scratch-offs, and you'll scratch them off, and you'll win some money. Rather than doing that crazy laugh and hammering on the keyboard, make sure you read the leftovers, because a lot of you asked some really, really good questions that I just didn't have time to get to today. So go to HoustonTexans.com, read the leftovers, and eat some of that meatloaf and those chicken enchiladas and that King Ranch casserole and those mashed potatoes with the wasabi in it. Mmm, so good.